A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we've got just about an hour and a half left on this last episode of The Nightside Project. It's been a limited edition COVID season for the show, and we've loved doing it. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and many of you have expressed appreciation via the text line at 57500, and it's so fun hearing from you. I've heard from a lot of longtime listeners that we've gotten to know all over the years. And Alex, that was one of the best things about this is it reconnected us with a group of people out there that we communicated with, you know, regularly every night, and we kind of became a big, group. And the end of the broadcast show split us up, but this spring we got to all get back together again, and that's been a lot of fun because we have gotten to know a lot of awesome people this way.
Have we heard from Ethan yet?
Stop it. Are you going to do that to me all night?
All night. Listen, it's the last time for me to be able to do it. Lots of McRib references via text as well, 57500. Keep those coming
in. One of the things that we mentioned, and I do have multiple Zen headlines. I've just been undisciplined here getting to them. But one of the things that we want to, and no, this isn't a prank where we talk about doing something all night and then deliberately don't. I really do have several that I want to do. But Bryson DeChambeau, who's a golfer. You brought this up.
Oh, that's right. Dude. Well, listen, let me do this thing right then.
Okay, roll it out.
I've got a health news. I've got a health class, but it's also I don't know if you know this, but it's also sponsored, which I didn't know. So we've got to play this before we do health class. Hold on. Gosh darn it.
Ryan. It's not sponsored by the
Ryan's
by the Dave Miller band.
Dave Miller. All right, here we go.
Hey there, Utah, America. We're at it again. Round two of the $1,200 stimulus checks heading your way. Steve's Stimulus Barn going to open up a second location now in Magna to serve all your stimulus needs so everything is conveniently priced at, you guessed it, $1,200. Laptops, $1,200. Food rehydrator if you want your food wet again, $1,200. He-Man figurines, PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3. Tape them together, you get PlayStation 5, $1,200. A trampoline shaped like Bermuda Triangle, $1,200. Stairmaster that lets you walk down the stairs instead of going up because it's too hard, $1,200. Steve, I need my knees replaced. You might be saying to yourself, what can you do? The second opinion on your torn meniscus, $1,200. Magenta mattress, more comfortable than purple mattress, $1,200. Two tickets to Mazatlan, not Mexico, Mazatlan, Ohio, $1,200. Steve's Stimulus Barn, you don't have to go anywhere else with that stimulus money over there. Come on in at one of our two locations and we'll take care of you. West Valley, or our newest place, it's that one building that almost fell over during the earthquake out here in Magna.
I drove my kids through Magna.
The earthquake tour?
Yeah, you know, we just sometimes we'll go out and take a drive. I know we're probably unique like that.
You are, especially when you go, hey, let's go drive through this town where the earthquakes just keep happening and won't stop. I want you to drive through and see a community of people in fear all the time.
So we drove through because we wanted to check out that kind of historic Magna area, you know, because it was. Why are you trying? People in Magna hate you right now.
Well, no,
they actually have a cool old Main Street there. They really do have a cool old Main Street, and you know that we checked out the earthquake damage, but there's a lot of history over on that side of the valley. So, hey, Alex, I know I can just see right now. You've got no control over yourself, but can you hit this? Can you hit the health class button? Have you got enough ability to at least reach over?
Just as awkward.
Still laughing about historic Magna.
Pull up a desk for Nightside Health Class.
All right, there you go.
I'm serious. Magda's got a cool little downtown there, a cool little historic downtown. And no, I like that. Awesome. I appreciated going to see it. All right. Bryson DeChambeau, famous golfer.
Here's the thing about Bryson DeChambeau. I'll just give you a little background. This is a guy who is he's super ripped. Like, he's one of these super fit golfers. And he put on 40 pounds.
Oh, he's the guy that's he's the guy that's added like 20 yards to his drive.
40 pounds of muscle.
Yes.
And like got on this crazy health regimen and then 20 yards to the drive. He outdrives everybody by like 30 or 40 yards, like all the time. He's 400 plus on the drive. So he's but he was asked about because he's
twice as long as me.
Yeah.
Twice as far as me.
Yes. And so he's one of these guys that goes, look, I'm basing this all on science because I've been doing this regimen. He's like been the most healthy he's ever been. He's the most ripped he's ever been. He's hitting the ball further than he's ever been. And he wants to live, as he put it, he says he did an interview with GQ magazine and says he can live to 130 or 140 years old.
Wow.
And he thinks that the technology is going to come around. Sorry. I'm just looking at beautiful pictures of historic Magna right here in front of me.
Stop it.
But this immediately, Ethan goes, oh, you mean Ricky Bobby? And I went, what are you talking about?
My mind went straight there. I was like, Ricky Bobby already said this.
So we went through, we watched the entire movie of Legend of Ricky Bobby. And here it is.
Talladega Nights. This afternoon.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Here we go. Here's what Ricky Bobby, very similar thoughts to Bryson DeChambeau.
We did it!
I don't want to be raining on your parade.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that was some of the dumbest driving I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
And I know you won the race. You're not going to live forever.
I'm not stupid, Lucius. No one lives forever. No one. But with advances in modern science, my high level of income, I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart and some guy from Russia. You know what? I mean, do you know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I guess longer life.
Well, no, he didn't live.
Oh, he didn't live.
No.
Oh.
It's just exciting that we're trying things like that.
Yeah.
Look, it is. It was exactly. Look, I mean, Bryson DeChambeau with a straight face said, I really do think I'm going to be able to get to 130, 140. And just like Ricky Bobby goes, I don't know, 245, 300. But it's the same attitude of modern science, and I'm rich, right? It's just this ego thing of these guys. This guy's like 31 years old. No one's ever told him no, and there we are. Somebody rolling up and saying, I think I'm going to be 140 years old. Well, no one's ever lived to be 140 years old. Yeah, but I will. Because I'm pretty important. I don't know if you know this. Plus science. I don't know.
Yeah, with my high level of income.
Plus my 245, 300. So there you go. Bryson DeChambeau, just like everybody else. I have a bad piece of news, of COVID news. COVID news every 30 minutes right
what
here on KSL's radio. this one is a sad one because you remember this back in, I wonder how long it was that we actually heard this. But the first dog who contracted COVID-19
There was that question of can dogs pass it to you?
Can dogs pass it to you? And also can dogs get it and whatever? But Buddy, a 7-year-old German Shepherd, was indeed found to have been COVID-19 positive. And he died after a 3-month illness. Battle with the illness. So Buddy the German Shepherd was the first confirmed case of a dog dying from COVID-19.
That's terrible.
That is stinking wild, man. I mean, that's where we've gotten with this thing, man. And you think the Nightside Project needs to go away for a while? We haven't cured it in dogs yet.
I know. Maybe we should stay on the air. Hey, I do, though. Let's finish this segment back up on a little bit of a higher note.
Yes, the dog passing away is bad news. Go ahead.
Give me some Zen Headlines music.
Zen Headlines music. I think we've got it over
you
there.
You got some?
Josh, it's on your screen there. It should say Zen Headlines.
There we go.
That's the one we use on the podcast. When we do the Zen Headlines, you'll be able to hear this one periodically. So go ahead, Ethan.
Utah farmers are stepping up to help after food was stolen from the Salvation Army pantry. Someone broke into the Ogden Salvation Army this week, just days before a big community giveaway. As it turns out, Farmers Feeding Utah was in a perfect position to help out. There was a large Farmers Feeding Utah event at the Utah State Fairgrounds the same night of the burglary.
There goes that quarantine 20 talking again.
Yep. They still had a half a semi-truckload of food left over, and boom, right there, they said, hey, you know what? How about this? How about 5,000 pounds of carrots, 2,000 pounds of potatoes, 1,000 pounds of salami, and 200 pounds of eggs? How about that?
That's keto right there,
isn't
bro.
Isn't that nice?
Now, hold on.
And that's fresh. That's fresh,
hold
local farm grown.
Do that list again, because I think that these are all good on my diet. Do it again.
5,000 pounds of carrots. 2,000 pounds of potatoes.
Carrots are a little high in sugars. And so same thing with the potatoes. But continue.
1,000 pounds of salami.
Got it. Check.
200 pounds of eggs.
Boom. I could eat both of those things and I'll be fine.
Well, and you know what that is? Omelet. That's an amazing breakfast hash right there.
I know.
Right? Shred up the potatoes. Shred up the carrots. Chop up that salami. Stir in some eggs. And, you're eating well. So, and all farm fresh. So, really awesome Zen headline. I got several more to get through tonight, and I'm going to get through all of them.
This text before we go out to the break here says, true, but the limited edition sure did last a long time. Can't wait to see you guys, what will bring you guys back on the air again next time. Hey, I don't want to see what brings us on the air again next time. That's bad news. You know what brought us on the air was a dang pandemic.
Yeah.
We'll see you
all at the next apocalypse.
Well, hey, you know what? When those earthquakes pop up, in spades, I'm going to show up and we'll start taking calls if you felt them or not. All right.
No, what's going to happen is the newsroom is going to be all abuzz with activity, and all of a sudden the door in the corner is going to fly open, and Kevin's going to come stomping out, and he's going to shout, "Get me the Nightside Project.
Get me the Nightside Project." I need frivolous garbage to go over the air this evening, starting at 6. All right. We'll be right back with more frivolous garbage here on the Nightside Project.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.